Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and then others, they won't follow. Which means you're going to hear the other stuff. The only way to know which one's talking to you is to know what God says. Amen? So I said to him about that, and he said, well, God didn't do that to Jesus. I said, sir. And I tried to, now we're getting into a debate thing. And I said, sir, it isn't about the debate. I challenge you to let me pray for you. And we'll see what's real. He said, nope, I'm already made whole. See ya. He walked out of there angry. That's wrong. You know what I'm saying? Because Jesus paid a price for him to be healed, for him to be made whole. So we're the representatives of the gospel. All right, on another note. That was just one thing, and I run into that daily. And I share truth with them, and you've got to have truth. You've got to, when someone gives you an example of this, and this is what they believe, if their belief is apart from God's word, it doesn't matter. Because God's word is the final authority, correct? Jesus was the word, right? Came and made flesh, dwelt among us. You got neck pain? Do you? Can you put your hand on his neck for me? Father, I thank you. In Jesus' name. Neck pain, we curse you and command you come out right now. In Jesus' name. Every muscle, every ligament, every tendon. Spirit of infirmity, we bind you. You get out right now. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Move your neck around. What's going on? It's a little tight. Say it again. Come on, church. Put your hands out. It's got to go. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. Every muscle, every tendon, every ligament, we command you be healed. Spirit of infirmity, we command you come out.